Welcome back to this second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only. Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians. All while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. This is live call-in radio at its very best, giving you the opportunity to participate in the show. Now, here are your hosts for Leading Edge Medicine, Dr. Jerry Mixon and Dr. Samira Umat, along with their co-host, Lynette Morgan.
And we're back with hour number two of Leading Edge Medicine. My name is Lynette. Happy to be here with the two doctors today in the studio, Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. Now, we talk a lot about health on the radio with Leading Edge Medicine, and we're going to continue doing that with your questions.
Well, yeah, but one other thing. This study that I just quoted and just sent a copy of it over to Samira, it is by far the best study because it was done in Sweden, and because of their National Health Service, you can track every single person. For instance, I had a person who said, well, I saw a study that said that tracked them for 40 years, and it said that they did just fine. So I looked up the study. Well, this was a study that done in the United States where we cannot track people. Okay, and they identified 100 people from 40 years ago that had sex reassignment surgery. And then they looked them up 40 years later to see how they were doing. Well, it turns out that 40 years later, they were only able to find 14 of them.
Wow.
Okay. And they talked to them on the phone. And they had no follow-up. You don't know what happened to even those 14.
Yes, during that 40 years.
But on the phone, the 14 people they talked to said, oh, yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Oh, great, yeah.
And so that was their study. And they started with 100 people. They talked to 14 of them 40 years later. And the other 86 people could have all died for all we know.
We don't know.
We have no idea. And even the 14 people that told you on the phone they're doing fine, you don't know how many times they're admitted for the hospital, how many suicide attempts were there, how many psychiatric admissions, yada, yada, yada. So long-term studies in a pluralistic society like ours, it's very individualistic, are very hard to do. Sweden, every person in Sweden is tracked from birth to death. Okay. Personally, that offends me. I do not want the government tracking me.
They don't have HIPAA, do they?
No. Yeah. But for purposes of studies like this, it's quite useful because then we know every time they went to the doctor for anything.
And for what for.
And every time they went to the hospital for anything and for what for and how long were they there and so on. How many surgeries did they have, et cetera. So you want to do this kind of 30-year study.
Thorough
you
studies.
You have to have a system such as Sweden's. And that's they were also, though, the first country on earth to start doing sex reassignment. And by the way, they pretty much stopped. They will not do it to kids anymore. They've now found that cross-sex hormones for children is destructive. And they basically are past that.
Okay.
So, you know.
Look at the studies. All right. Okay, let's go to more phone calls. We are headed to Tacoma. We have Tom on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
How can we help you, sir?
I have a question about stem cells and Icarin, which, as you already know, is one of the ingredients in Relief Factor.
Yes, it is.
I had a visit with Dr. Nelson to do stem cell treatments on both of my thumbs, which is progressing well. It hasn't been a full year yet, and I can't say that my thumbs are back to being like when I was 21, but they are better, so that's a good thing.
Right.
You had mentioned on air that Icarin one of the magical things that it does is that it turbocharges your stem cells. Well, yeah. I thought about this as Dr. Nelson reminded me I had to go off relief factor before and after the stem cell treatment because stem cells are an inflammatory process and you don't want to interfere with that good inflammation.
That's but right. And I the was thinking and the about turmeric, how... Yeah, the turmeric actually slows down the stem cell function. So, yes, the Icarin helps it, the turmeric decreases it.
So my question to you, and I asked this to Dr. Nelson, he said he didn't know, I'd have to ask you. If Icarin turbocharges stem cells, why is it not part of the protocol for any stem cell treatment?
Yeah, well, there have simply not been studies on Icarin with stem cell transplantation or injections. Mm. It's kind of interesting. Icarin is one of those things that is pretty much ignored. It is a stem cell activating agent. It actually helps stem cells to become their target tissue. So it's useful that, and it has a potent anti-inflammatory effect. And so it's kind of a double-edged sword. Mm. You know, I like Icarin simply because it tickles my fancy. The primary side effect is to increase libido. It makes people horny. So, and that's because Icarin is extracted from a compound called horny goat weed that was actually named because shepherds found that when their sheep ate this particular plant, they started to become extremely sexually active. Hmm. And so about the only place I know that you can buy Icarin is in convenience stores. It's sold at the counter as an aphrodisiac.
And the number one ingredient is horny goat weed.
Horny goat weed, which is, which then the Icarin is extracted from the horny goat weed. So, you know, if horny goat weed is not a aphrodisiac, it should be just based on the name. But it turns out it was the activity that gave it its name. So, it is a I think, vastly underrated and understudied compound. And I would be interested to see in some clinical studies what would happen if we simply gave people a big whack of Icarin along with their stem cell injections. But to my current knowledge, I have never found such a study.
Well, I appreciate that answer.
Okay. So now you know about as much about it as I do.
There you go. Horny goat weed.
Right. But yeah, I've always kind of chuckled about, you know, when I put that in relief factor. If that's a side effect of relief factor, nobody's going to complain. So...
there you go. They might be doubling their doses. So, right. All right. Thank you for that, Tom. We've got some more callers we're going to get on the line. Did quickly want to remind folks, May is Heart Month. And of course, we are excited about something going on at Longevity Clinics. All three of the clinics, Kirkland, Tacoma, and in Linwood, this Thursday, May 9th, it's our Heart Health Day.
That's right. Yeah, you have to schedule an appointment and come in fasting and try not to drink alcohol the day before. Your result will be a little bit better. But we will do a special blood test called the Cleveland Heart Lab, through the Cleveland Heart Lab, rather. It's called the Cardiac Inflammatory Panel. And it looks at many different important markers of your cholesterol profile, your genetic risk, inflammation markers, as well as the omega-3s and omega-6 relationships. And how much of it do you have? $300 study. And then if you decide to do the longevity panel with it, then you get 1.5 hours of physician time to review both the test results, our original long panel, as well as the Cleveland Heart panel. And then if you do become a patient with us, then the $299 or $300 study is free because we will use that money towards your dues for the longevity membership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good. And of course, we're still offering that health analysis that we were just talking about. You need to get an appointment for that. You can find out more about that, but don't delay. We've been talking about this for a few months. It's been very popular. So here is the number to call to get an appointment for our Healthy Heart Day at Longevity Clinics. That number is 866 866 Young. That's 866 86 Young. You can also go to our website, lmclinic.com, and get the details there. But probably best at this point, since we're just days away from this event, going on to actually talk to somebody and they can fit you in for an appointment in case it were filled up. And I know we are in Kirkland, right?
Yeah. We are, but we will offer this test because I think it's an important thing to know. I think too many people can literally save their lives if they know what their numbers are. And we are happy to initiate it for you. We'll go over the test results with you. Our doctors will call you back. And then you take over either with your other providers or you become our patient and we'll help you.
Absolutely. That number again is 866-86-YOUNG. This is Leading Edge Medicine, taking your calls today for both Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat. We are headed to Tacoma, or I guess we're going to stay in Tacoma. Marilyn has a question. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hi there. Well, I heard Dr. Mixon say last Saturday that the minoxidil for growing hair for women does not work and to go ahead and use the men's version. And I was just calling to verify that that is true. But
yes,
I didn't mishear him.
No, you didn't mishear me. The women's version is a 2% concentration. The men's version is a 5% concentration. When the FDA first approved this way back in the 80s, they made a weaker version for women. But it turns out that the 5% works better for both men and women. So go ahead and get the
men's. So it's not that it doesn't work. The men's just works better.
Yeah, it's just stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, and I don't need to worry about facial hair growing on my face?
No. In fact, this is not a testosterone. This is a blocker. Testosterone is then converted in the hair follicle to dihydrotestosterone. And dihydrotestosterone is more potent than testosterone. And this actually blocks that conversion. It lowers the risk of dihydrotestosterone in the hair follicles. It doesn't raise it.
Yeah, just don't get it on your face. You want it on the scalp, not on your face.
It goes on your scalp.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think of putting it there, except that my eyebrows are going away also, but I'm not thinking about putting it on my eyebrows.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. There is a chemical called Latiprost.
Yeah, it's...
it's often sold as Latisse is the name. And it is a compound that was originally designed for glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
But it turns out that when people were putting it in their eyes for glaucoma, their eyelashes started growing longer.
Right.
So they got long, pretty eyelashes.
Yeah.
Well, now I know of one compounding pharmacy that is adding the same chemical, the Latiprost, in a hair growth cream. And he's mixing it with the minoxidil and adding the Latiprost, and it turns out it's actually stimulating hair growth on the head as well as the eyelashes.
Interesting.
And, you know, the question in my mind is, if by rubbing the Latiprost on your eyelashes makes them grow longer, if you were to caress that little applicator on your eyebrows, your eyebrows should grow thicker and better, too.
They do. Ooh. We've been telling our patients to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to try it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was my outside voice.
So if your eyebrows are getting thin, if you get the Latisse for your eyelashes and put it on your eyebrows, too, they'll probably grow better.
Yeah.
And I need to talk
to our... What is this?
It's sold under the brand name Latisse. Mm-hmm. Latisse. It's a prescription drug. Oh, your doctor has to write a prescription for it.
Or you can get it from us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But if you're a patient at Longevity, we you know, use it for our patients a lot.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds great. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your call, Marilyn. This is Leading Edge Medicine. Taking a quick break here and back with more of your questions. The number to call to talk with the doctors today, 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We'll be right back.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
Sing along. Down the highway. And we're back. It's Leading Edge Medicine. A very good morning to you on this fourth day of May. May the fourth be with you. Star Wars Day today.
That's right.
It is. And here's the number to get through with our doctors with your questions today, a diagnosis, maybe some symptoms or a new something that's going on in your family or for yourself that you'd have some questions for the doctors. Give us a call, 800-465-8770. We're headed to Stanwood. We have Warren on the line. Hi, Warren.
Hello, Warren. Speak, Warren.
Good morning.
About 20 years. Good morning. Can you hear me?
We do indeed. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, about 20 years ago, I had a cholesterol test done to determine whether I had, I guess, sharp or pointed cholesterol versus a more rounded, blunter cholesterol that apparently doesn't, I guess, get jammed up inside the arterial wall is that valid? I mean, is there that important or?
Well, what we do now is because things have come a long way in the last 20 years. We basically fractionate your cholesterol so that the LDL, the low density lipoproteins, are fractionated into three sub fractions. So we no longer just use LDL and HDL. We break each of them down into three subfractions. Some of those subfractions are more dangerous than others. So we actually can give you a profile of how risky each of these types that you have. So not only how much of it you have, but what types you have. And then we have other components such as lipoprotein A and B. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are also important because lipoprotein A is genetically coded and lipoprotein B is a carrier protein. Mm-hmm. So we can tell you with much greater detail than we could 20 years ago, mm-hmm. How much risk you're at from the various levels of cholesterol that you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can even take it further and we measure the chemicals that are released from the plaque that are forming in your artery, mm-hmm. and tell you how close those plaques might be to being inflamed enough to rupture and cause a heart attack. And we can then also break this down and tell you about the fatty acids, your omega-6s versus your omega-3 fatty acids. The omega-6s are pro-inflammatory. The omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. And all of that gets measured in this newer test that we are offering on
May 9th. Next Thursday.
Yep, for anybody that wants to have it. So
I wonder if he's also asking about the difference between the low-density lipoproteins and the high-density lipoproteins in their function, mm-hmm. with the low-density being more prone to forming plaque and the high-density, which we call, quote-unquote, the good, basically coming in to modify that plaque.
Yeah. You know, the LDL, the low-density lipoproteins, are far more fragile than the HDL. And so they are easily damaged by sugar, by any free radical that's in your bloodstream. So any inflammatory process can damage the LDL. When the LDL is damaged, your body doesn't see it as a healthy product anymore. It sees it as a potential foreign invader, if you will. And so you send out white blood cells, we call them phagocytes, they come along and gobble up that damaged LDL. And they will gobble up so much of it that when you look at those cells on a under the microscope, they look like they're filled with foam. Mm. And that foam is actually damaged LDL cholesterol that they have consumed. And then when they get full, they migrate to the wall of the artery. They kind of burrow through the intima, the lining, and they get laid down underneath the lining of the artery. We call that sequestering the phagocytes. And they pile up there. And that's what forms the plaque, is all of this pro-inflammatory damaged cholesterol that's inside of the white cells. And they make this great big thick plaque that can actually distend and stretch out that intima, that lining of the artery, to the point that it narrows the blood flow. And that's where you get these narrowings in your artery. It's this big plaque that is forming, made up of damaged LDL. And then the danger is, if that is sufficiently inflamed, you have this effective, this wad of pus in there that can rupture through the enema into the bloodstream itself, and it will then form a clot. And that clot shuts off the blood supply to part of your body. And if it's in your brain, you have a stroke. If it's in your heart, you have a heart attack. If it's down in your kidney, you can actually lose kidney function. If it's in your extremities, you can lose blood supply to part of your extremities, like a foot or a finger or a hand. And these are, you know, are surgical emergencies and can end up permanently damaging or killing people. So what we want to do with this new type of blood test is to tell you how much risk you're at, and then actually measure the things that are being secreted by these plaques to tell you how close you may be to having a disaster such as a stroke or a heart attack. And that's $300. So I think it's a good investment personally.
Can you tell me the importance of beta-sitosterol? Because probably 25 years ago, I heard Roger Mason on the radio, and I was listening to him. So I started to take that for my prostate health. But on the bottle, it, you know, it talks about this cholesterol control. Does it do both?
Yes, it does. The thing you need to remember about not just this, but every compound, they get marketed for one thing. But the compound doesn't know what our marketing is. You know, just because somebody's selling it for your prostate doesn't mean it only has an impact in your prostate. These things have widespread impact on our physiology. And yes, it also has an impact on your cholesterol levels. I think one of the ones that I have talked about the most recently are the PDE5 inhibitors, for instance. These were compounds like Viagra and Tadalafil that were sold for erections, you know, for sexual activity. But it turns out that they increase blood flow to your brain. They lower your risk of dementia. They cut the risk of prostate cancer in half. They actually inhibit the growth of most solid tumors, including breast cancers. So they increase the blood flow to your muscles, so you have better exercise tolerance and can, you know, be more physically active. So yes, they're sold for erectile function, but they have widespread effects in your body. And, you know, it's just that the FDA, in its wisdom, has said, well, the company can only market it for this, even though it does all these other things. So, but that's then up to your doctor to know more than the marketing. If all he's getting is information from the drug company that they're allowed by the government to tell him, that's all he writes it for. If he's actually reading the medical literature and knows all these other things that it does, well, then he uses it far more widely. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. A couple of weeks ago, we were talking about astaxanthin. And I've been taking it for probably 2 or 3 years, and definitely can tell a difference. But you were talking about a 12 mega mg's per day. And so I upped it, and I have had knee pain, torn medial meniscus. And you had mentioned that you would possibly be adding that to your...
To Relief Factor, yes.
Relief, I was going to say Focus Factor, but Relief Factor. And what I've noticed is it has definitely diminished the pain in my knee.
Yeah, it is a potent anti-inflammatory. So when we get that added, that will be the fifth anti-inflammatory in Relief Factor. Yeah. We're also doubling the amount of curcumin in the Relief Factor, and we're adding piperine to make it absorb more efficiently. So yeah, we're going to have both Relief Factor and Relief Factor Ultra for people that, you know, need more than Relief Factor. Mm-hmm. So... But yes, these things do a lot of interesting stuff. Okay, you take care, sir. Thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
Very good. I think one of my favorites is the Go Factor these days, Dr. Mixon.
I'm sorry, what?
The Go Factor that you have.
Go Factor, yes.
Go Factor.
You used Go Factor.
Oh, boy. Yes. Not just once, but twice yesterday. Had one of those crazy days. Did my full 8-hour day of work. It was a busy, busy, busy day. And then a photo shoot after that. Then a staff late luncheon. Grandparents' day at my grandson's school. And then coming home to play Legos for an hour or two, and then going to a women's conference until 10:30 last night. And so right around lunchtime, I thought, you know, I should probably try some of this Go Factor, you know, to keep me going. Got to keep me going. And it was perfect because it just gave me the energy that I needed to get through that. No, you know, no buzzing feeling.
Doesn't
no,
make you jittery.
Not at all. And then again, I thought, you know, I've got a late night tonight before coming in this morning, and did it again. And I've never done it twice. I've never needed to, but boy, did I need to. And it was wonderful. I was, I remained focused and still had lots of energy to continue. And so there you go. My Go Factor is my best friend. Always. I have a bottle at home and one in my purse.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a bottle at home, but I've also got a bottle in my desk drawer.
Yeah. And this was not a paid announcement.
No. Well, you are being paid to be here.
Yeah,
so,
but,
you know,
yeah, to be
sense,
here, but yes.
But yeah, no, I use it. You know, I am a morning person. I'm up at 5 a.m. and I am most productive between about 5 a.m. and noon. That's my real productivity time. And if I have a heavy lunch, then about 1 o'clock or 1:15, I get drowsy. And then I've got a choice. I have a nice couch in my office. I can lay down, set my alarm for 30 minutes, and take a 30-minute nap, in which case then I wake up rejuvenated.
Yes, power nap.
Or I can take the Go Factor.
Aha. Uh-huh. And I've never, ever seen him anything other than upright.
Yeah.
But upright that, and
yes,
energetic.
So those are my choices. Uh-huh. On the days that I'm feeling a little lazy, I can take the nap. Otherwise, I take the Go Factor, and that gets me to power on through the afternoon.
There you go.
Even though it's not my natural time to be active.
That's right. Yes, that's the thing. And, of course, you can find that on the Relief Factor website.
Yep.
All right. This is Longevity at Leading Edge Medicine, and we will be back with more of your calls. Here is the number to call. It's 800-465-8770. That's 800-465-8770. We are going to talk about urgency and the Boston Cognitive Test, and how about a staph infection in the spine? Yeah.
Ooh, that's
wow.
A nasty
some
one.
Big questions oh. Coming up next. Stay tuned.
All right.
Ah, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
We want you to feel good.
So good.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
I got you.
Yes, yes.
I feel good because I got you.
I go. Doo-doo. We want you to feel good. Longevity here with our radio show, Leading Edge Medicine, of course, brought to you by our Longevity Clinics. We have three of them. In case you didn't know, if you're new to the show and have just tuned in because somebody said, you got to tune in to Dr. Mixon and Dr. Umat. We have three Longevity Clinics in Linwood, Tacoma, and Kirkland, and we want you to feel good. In fact, we want you to be stronger.
faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Yes, than you are right now. And that is why we continue to offer that free health analysis appointment. This is the appointment where you come in to our offices and you can be introduced to longevity and our staff and take just two simple tests, a blood test and an in-body test that will let our doctors know what you could be at risk for down the road. And then you may opt for that bigger blood panel test, which is so very important. It checks not just the basics that your primary doctor, you know,
it
very basic.
A lot of stuff that your primary doctor has never tested in his life.
71 pages of information and then an hour with the doctor to explain what all this means and what you could be doing to make your life and your health better. That's why we do what we do here at Longevity Medical Clinics in Kirkland, Tacoma, and Linwood. Make that appointment to come on in for the free health analysis. Pick a day, pick a time that is best for you and the clinic closest to you as well. This is what you do. You call us at 866-86-YOUNG. That's 866-86-YOUNG. Or go to our website, find out more about us. You can even do it on your phone, lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com. You can check out the days that are available and work us into your busy schedule. We want to see you here, and we want to see you stronger. And
stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, sexier, and happier.
Yes, that number again to call to get scheduled in for that free health analysis appointment is 866-86-YOUNG. All right. You've got that. We are going to head back to our phones and we have John on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning. So I'm a patient at Tacoma and once upon a time was Dr. Mixon's patient.
Long time ago.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. So anyway, the situation is that I've had a lot of urinary urgency. And part of it is probably because of my prostate cancer treatments. But recently, my wife said that she's had a similar problem. And right about that time, you had the discussion about the medicine for that can cause dementia. And so anyway, I got the names by calling in and that sort of thing. So I knew what the things were. And then my wife was given her medicine, and it turned out it was trospium, T-R-O-S-P-I-U-M, chloride. And it turned out it was one of the kind that potentially causes
anticholinergic
dementia.
Yes.
Yep. But that particular one, according to the list, for some reason is not supposed to be able to do that.
Good.
But all the other ones that are similar don't. So I just wanted some clarification on that.
Okay. Well, generally, acetylcholine is one of the major neurotransmitters in our brains. It's a compound that allows the nerve cells in our head to connect with each other and fire. Anticholinergics are compounds that interfere with the production of acetylcholine. And so anticholinergic medications as a group tend to decrease the amount of acetylcholine in our brain, which then slows down our thinking and impairs our memory and our cognitive processing. About the only way I can think of that a anticholinergic would not do that is if it did not get across the blood-brain barrier. So this particular one, if it is specifically saying it doesn't, I'd say then most likely it doesn't get across the blood-brain barrier. Hang on a second.
I think they specifically mentioned that about it.
Yeah, muscarinic antagonist used to treat
overactive bladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So So if it doesn't get across the blood-brain barrier, then it should be safer.
Safer, but is it safe enough that she shouldn't be trying one of the other kinds?
Well, again, it's a matter of, you know, how safe is safe enough? Almost everything has some cross to the blood-brain barrier, and some, you know, some have far more activity than others. I've never actually used this drug, so I've never had occasion to look it up. So Dr. Umat has just pulled up a profile on this drug, you know, and it's saying that it's a pregnancy category C. You know, it does make the bladder relax so that women who are getting overactive bladder symptoms don't get as much spasm and urgency as they otherwise would. But there's nothing in this monograph that basically tells us what the activity in the brain is. So I'm afraid I'm not in a position to comment on it.
So any suggestions for an alternative that doesn't have those characteristics?
Well, unfortunately, things that make the bladder relax mm-hmm. are usually things that have a impact on acetylcholine production. The only way to avoid that would be to do something that you instill directly into the bladder that would have a local effect. I'm trying to think of, you know, things that I know that would have fewer adverse effects. One of them would be something like a low dose of Botox actually injected into the bladder neck, where they go up through the urethra and put a little Botox injection right around the opening to the bladder neck and make those muscles relax just because you've paralyzed the local nerves. That would have no impact on your brain function, but it would take a urologist who is comfortable using Botox in this manner. And some are, some aren't. I don't know who to tell you, you know, is most comfortable with this.
I'd probably get a punch in the nose for suggesting that.
Yeah, I know. Lots of ladies are using Botox, but not usually in their bladder.
Right, so. Right. You know, the biggest side effects with this medication are going to be dry mouth, constipation, headache, and dizziness and so. Again, through the cursory screen that I'm doing here, I'm not really seeing any cognitive declination.
Good. So,
okay. Well,
we've just told you what little we know about it.
It's good. It's on the good list.
Just quickly, is there one that would be good for me from those lists?
Well, it depends on what your symptoms are. If yours, you know, why you're having urinary frequency. If your prostate is enlarging again,
just get up and pee every hour.
But the question is why. Okay. For instance, have you had radiation to your prostate?
Yes.
Okay. See, if you've had radiation, then we've probably got radiation damage, burns to the bladder itself, because the prostate basically surrounds the opening to the bladder. Mm. And if you're getting radiation sufficient to kill prostate cancer, you're also getting enough to do real damage to the bladder neck. And so many men that have had radiation for their prostates have urinary urgency, not due to prostate enlargement, but due rather to radiation damage. So then the question is, what can be done about that? And I don't know. It's outside of my field of expertise. I'm the aging doctor. You know, I know a whole lot about the process of aging and how to make you age as fit and healthy as possible. But this is a radiation oncology issue, really outside of my field, my friend. So
okay,
I'd go
well,
back,
even though my
I'd go back and chat with the urologist.
In your age,
yeah, we're
I'll
all in the go. Same group. I just try to keep radiation away from my prostate and my bladder. So,
well, it was just beads.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call, John. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to talk more about the Boston Cognitive Test and also cardiac hypertrophic myopathy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Those are the next topics in just a minute. Stay tuned. This is Leading Edge Medicine. We'll be back. Edge Medicine. Good morning. Glad to be with you. I'm Lynette, and I have the two doctors in the studio today, Dr. Samira Umat and Dr. Jerry Mixon. A couple more calls we're going to get to this morning. Let's head to Everett. Maddie has a question for the doctors. Good morning, Maddie.
Hello, Maddie.
Hi. Well, this is exciting. Okay, before I forget, this is on the heels of actually personally a few minutes ago taking the Boston assessment memory, cognitive.
Cognitive assessment, yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. I just took it. Anyway, but I do have to ask a question. This immediate energy thing that you guys are talking about.
Oh, the go factor.
Go factor, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. How does that work right away? I mean, I don't get it because it has vitamin D in it. So, yeah. I mean, I don't understand.
Okay. Well, the primary ingredient is taurine. Okay.
And
taurine is a non-dietary amino acid. It was just, it's not actually part of human muscle, but it does enhance muscle function as well as brain function. It makes you wide awake and alert. It increases endurance so that you have more physical energy, which means you don't physically tire as quickly. And of course, if you're not physically tired, if your muscles aren't pooping out, you have more emotional energy. You've found that if you go out and do lots and lots of walking or running, you end up tired emotionally as well as physically. Okay, they're tightly tied together. B vitamins are important for mitochondrial function, and the mitochondria are the little organelles within every cell in your body that actually produce the energy for life. And so by giving you a boost of taurine and B vitamins at the same time, within about 20 to 30 minutes of taking the pills, you suddenly feel more wide awake and more energetic, and you actually do get better muscle function.
So it's kind of like a natural amphetamine type of a thing, almost.
Kind of, no, yeah. It's not truly an amphetamine because you don't get the crash. You don't crash afterwards, okay? Because it kind of gently bleeds out of your system. So it's pretty effective for about 3 to 4 hours, and then it kind of slowly fades off after that. See, what I did with this was, I don't like 5-hour energy drinks simply because they're too big a hit for many people. And they have so much caffeine in them that they make you a little jittery. Okay. So what I did was I basically took the 5-hour energy formula. I removed about 3/4 of the caffeine because caffeine is another ergonomic drug. It increases physical and mental activity. So I left a little caffeine in. I left about the old-fashioned 1950s cup of coffee, the 4-ounce cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's got that amount of caffeine, not the venti that you get at Starbucks.
That's right. Okay. Yes.
So it's a little modest caffeine touch. And then I broke that the rest of the taurine and the B vitamins down into 3 pills. So if you're a small person and you don't have much coffee intake, then 1 pill might be enough for you. If you're moderate, then 2 pills.
Mm-hmm. I take 2.
Yeah. If you're my size, 200 pounds of guy, then I need all 3.
My husband takes 3. Yeah.
And we know that college students will take 5 because you can't fix stupid.
No, they just double whatever. Yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Totally agree.
So, yeah, young and dumb is a redundancy. Yeah, you're saying it twice. Yes,
we've seen this lately, haven't we?
Yes, anyway. we certainly have. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so I broke it down so that instead of spending $3 to $5 for a energy drink, you can get a dose, 3 pills of this for about 75 cents instead of $5. So I made it cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I made it so you can adjust the dose to what you as an individual need. And I took out the excess caffeine so you don't get jittery.
Okay. So is it a full array of B vitamins, or is there any
it's a B complex. Yeah. So it has a mix of B vitamins.
Okay. 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 Good. Okay. But that isn't my question. So.
but you just allowed me. You just allowed me an excuse to market my Go Factor.
Yes.
So thank you, ma'am.
I realize that.
I got to endorse it. Yes.
I understand marketing. Okay. So I just finished the test, and oh my gosh, talk about stress. I was so stressed.
Yes.
I just thought, I wonder if there's something wrong with me, because those I'm sorry, I'm so excited. The triangle and the circle and the upside down and rotating, and I'm going, crap, I don't know any of this. Well, so but anyway, the good news is I couldn't believe it. I thought, oh my gosh, when it asked you again and again, I thought, okay, because sometimes it says correct and then it doesn't say correct, and I'm going, whoa, I'm missing so many, but I guess they randomly say correct, right? I think so. I don't know, but at the end of the test, I got everything. I got 30 out of 30. I'm going, I didn't even know I did that. Oh my gosh!
Yes.
Anyway, I'm all wound up. I don't need that Go thing. But I'm waiting for the full report. Okay. Uh-huh. But everybody who's listening, don't be afraid. Just kind of take a deep breath and relax and take the test. It's okay. But I think it's mostly like an Alzheimer test, isn't it? Okay. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, it is to separate people that are normal from people that are developing minimal cognitive impairment. Now, that is something that happens to almost everybody as time goes on. There's a natural aging decline in our brain function as we get older. Okay. And that's called age-related cognitive decline. It's a perfectly normal process. 40-year-olds function slower than 17-year-olds. Okay. 50 and 60-year-olds don't have as much verbal acuity as 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds. So there's a normal decline as we're getting older. And at some point, especially if we're overweight or sedentary or diabetic or poor nutrition, then we move below where we're supposed to go with our normal aging slowdown. And we get to what's called minimal cognitive impairment. We are not yet demented, but we are not doing quite as well as we should. And then you go through graduated phase of minimal impairment until finally some people will develop a significant impairment. Now they're moving into the early stages of dementia. Mm-hmm. Okay. There are actually supplements that have been shown to reverse a lot of that age-related cognitive decline. So I have a supplement that is designed for people 40 and up to help them reverse as much of that age-related cognitive decline as possible. And the studies even show that in mild cognitive impairment, it can actually move them back up into the normal range. The problem is that people that are selling this class of things, we call them nootropics. These are things to improve your brain function, are basically depending on your placebo effect. I'm taking something to make me smarter, therefore I feel smarter, sort of thing. I don't like that. I don't want people buying my stuff unless it actually works. So I had been looking for a cognitive test that people could take in the privacy of their own home that they don't have to pay for, they don't have to go to the doctor. And so what I'm telling folks is, you know, take the test, prove you're normal. Then if you want to use the supplement, use the supplement. If it makes you better than you were, keep taking it.
There you go.
And if it doesn't make you better, stop.
That's easy enough.
Okay, you know. So 30 out of 30, does that mean I'm normal?
That means you're normal.
You're
doing fine. You do not have minimal cognitive impairment. You're just fine.
Yeah. Way to go, Maddie.
Except for one thing. It took me a little pause to answer some of the questions, okay? And the last one is to remember those five animals that they first
yeah.
told you, and I thought, oh God, which is that last one? I think it was the Eagle, and I just didn't know. I couldn't, and then finally I said, okay, it must be Eagle, and I got it right, and I thought, geez. I think I'm smarter than I think I am or something. I don't know.
You're apparently doing just fine.
Good job, Maddie. Now you've set the bar. I'm going to take it. And if I don't get 30, I'm going to feel bad.
Well, now here's the issue, too, though. You're actually allowed to miss one, okay. And you're still considered normal.
Okay.
Okay. So that's
all
not
right,
a problem.
One more.
But every time you take this test, it's going to be different.
Ah, good. You can't memorize it.
Okay.
So, this test has thousands of options. And every time you take it, it rotates through these many, many possibilities. So it's to keep you from learning what the right answer is. So you can take this test periodically over time, and it'll give you different choices every time.
So if you're getting a 30 out of 30, are they trying to challenge you and make the test harder then? Is that part of it?
The test is actually, no one is designed to get everything right. So when they tell you 30, what they're telling you is on a scale of 1 to 30, you are 30. It doesn't mean you didn't miss some, but it means that you are doing well. You really don't have a problem. You don't need help. And isn't that reassuring? Okay.
No, not really. What you just said is not reassuring.
No human being is designed to get them all, sweetie. We are not computers. We are not machines. We have glitches, and we have good days and we have bad days. You know, there are days that I swear I'm living proof. You don't have to be smart to be a doctor. Okay? And my wife reminds me of that from time to time. So,
she is a young thing. Okay, so if I'm in the same age group as you are, Dr. Mixon, what did you get in the test, by the way?
it tells me that I am also 30 out of 30.
Very good. Now I want to do the test, too.
Okay, one last question. I do have a concern about bubbly water, okay? I'm talking about mineral water, carbonated water, no flavor, okay?
Right.
But it seems to be the only thing that quenches thirst for me and several other people I know. Is it bad for you? Yes.
Yes and no. Again, it depends on the amount and how long you keep it on your teeth. It is acidic. Okay, those bubbles are made out of carbonic and phosphoric acid, and acid dissolves the enamel on your teeth. So you don't want to, you know, swish it around in your mouth and use it to clean your teeth. Pretty please, because you'll be cleaning the enamel off your teeth. Mm. But and if you drink really large quantities of it, you can actually accelerate bone loss. Okay, so it can help pull phosphorus out of that phosphorus calcium matrix in your bone. So, you know, phosphoric acid, carbonic acids are not acids you really want to have a lot of, but a little here and there is not going to do you any harm.
Very good.
So like a can a day cut with water, is that okay?
Yeah, sure. And you also, you know, eat some fruit or fibery foods with it, too. Have it with your meal instead of your meal, okay?
There you go. And we've got to run. Thank you, Maddie.
Okay, thank you for the call, young lady.
Such a busy show today, and we will be back next time on Leading Edge Medicine. Have a wonderful, May the 4th be with you, because it's May the 4th, and we'll see you next time, Leading Edge Medicine. Goodbye.